And he was right. All right, verse 11. Nevertheless, the centurion, that is the world system believed the master and owner of the ship. He believed the denominational system, if you will. He believed the denominational leaders of this Pentecostal ship. I mean, after all, you don't expect Julius to understand the scriptures. He's still in this realm of death, right? But he believed the church because, after all, how can so many be wrong and Paul be right? I mean, what's Paul's word among so many? And we find that all the time. You see, anybody that tries to jump ship from a denomination, I find that 9 times out of 10, the argument is always the same. How can so many doctors of theology for 2,000 years be wrong, and you think you're right? You either have the word of the Lord or you don't. And I find that the majority has seldom been right. In fact, I can't find a single example. And so we have the same thing here. It says, and because the haven was not commodious to winter in, and the more part, or literally the majority, advised to depart thence also, the majority, which they assumed were right, if by any means they might attain to Phenice, or Phoenix. What does Phoenix indicate? Rising up out of the ashes into life. Ah, resurrection. Philippians 3:11. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. It's very interesting. It's the same terminology. So we have here, this ship is really on its way toward a resurrection experience. Okay, they want to go to Phoenix. They're looking to attain to the resurrection. And there to winter, or there to rest over the winter, which is a haven of Crete, and lieth toward the southwest and northwest. That is the wind pattern, so you can get there when you have a southwest and a northwest wind. They were going west also, so whether the winds, as long as they were coming from the west a little bit, either the northwest or southwest, they could make it over to the resurrection of the dead. But a problem is that they were in Crete. I believe Paul prophesied in Titus chapter 1 a little bit about Crete. Titus 1:12, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. And then Paul says, this witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth.